Hello, everyone. Welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, I wanted to ask you, do you like jokes?
当然啊，笑话我很喜欢啊。可是有时候我蛮笨的，我也听不懂。
Really? Well, I was wondering, can you tell me a funny joke?
你有听过中文的冷笑话吗？Do you know some of
Sure.
those? Okay. 好，It only works. It's only funny if it's in Chinese.
Okay, go ahead.
It's probably not that funny. 好，大家不要骂我，如果不好笑，because I actually search online. Okay, what color is Spider-Man? 蜘蛛人是什么颜色？
I don't know.
蜘蛛人
Red,
呢？
red and blue?
对啊，大家都会觉得是红或蓝，对不对？答案是白色，
Why?
因为是白的。Spider-Man 是白的
That's pretty good.
，OK，好，对
That's
不起，我
pretty
知道，可能你们觉得不好笑，可是 I tried my best. I'm really good at listening, like appreciating great jokes, but I'm not really good at telling them.
Okay. Well, anyway, the reason why I asked is because today's article is a joke article.
Oh,
对 So
对对对
let's go ahead and take a look
Okay.
at the article.
A clever student.
Miss Lee is the 7th grade teacher at AAMC Junior High School. One day, she brought some treats for her class. She said to them,
I have treats for all the smart people in my class. So, if you are smart, please raise your hand.
Miss Lee expected to see each student raise their hand. However, one student, Johnny, sat with his arms folded. Miss Lee was surprised and asked,
Johnny, why didn't you raise your hand?
He looked at her and said,
Teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one with your hand down.
Treat. I gave my dog a treat after it learned a new trick. I gave my dog a treat after it learned a new trick. Raise. Raise. Raise, raised, raised. Alfred raised his hand to stop the bus at the station. Alfred raised his hand to stop the bus at the station. Expect. Expect. My parents expect me to get good grades in school. My parents expect me to get good grades in school. Fold. Fold. Our art teacher taught us how to fold paper into jumping frogs. Our art teacher taught us how to fold paper into jumping frogs.
Well, as I said before, the reason I asked you is because today's article is a special joke for all of our students today.
对呀，所以如果刚刚那个不好笑，没关系，我们听听看这个，因为是 Johnny 老师写的，所以不好笑也要骂他。
Okay, you ready?
Okay,
the joke begins, Miss Lee is the 7th grade teacher at AMC Junior High School.
跟我同姓耶，所以那个李老师呢，他是这个在 AMC 的国中的七年级的老师，也就是国一啦。
That's right. You know, of course, junior high
right.
is a certain time in a student's life. It's when they are in the 7th grade to the 9th grade.
没错，所以 junior high 就是国中。那我们顺便来学一下高中要怎么说，就是 senior high.
That's right.
S-E-N-I-O-R.
Okay, back to the joke. It says, one day, she brought some treats for her class.
所以有一天这个李老师他就买了一些类似像小糖果啦可能要请这个班上的学生。
You know, here we have our first word power word, treat. Treat is a noun, and a treat is food. And you give it to people or you have it on special days. For example, some treats could be cookies, cakes, or even pie.
对我们来看一下在本课呢 treat 就是要你要招待别人的一个小东西它可以像是刚刚 Joanne 老师说的 cookies 饼干啦、或者小蛋糕啊或者是 pie 这种甜点类或是 candy 就是糖果那大家还记不记得我们用到 treat 的时候是不是觉得很 familiar 很熟悉因为我们在 Halloween、对不对、之前有过 Halloween 就会讲、trick or treat、那中文我们就翻译为不给糖就捣蛋哦那口语呢如果常常你要说诶我请客你也可以用 my treat
That's right.
OK 这里的 treat 就是当做名词但如果你要用 treat 当做动词来用也就是请客的意思哎，你就可以说、I'll treat today 就是今天我请客或者是用 treat somebody to something For example, let me treat you to lunch 就是让我请你吃午餐吧这样子的用法
That is right So here's a sample sentence I gave my dog a treat after it learned a new trick I gave my dog a treat after it learned a new trick
OK, 我狗狗学了一个新的 trick, 就是一个小把戏之后呢诶我就给它吃了一个小东西可能是小骨头小饼干这种东西。
You know, Laura, I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite treat?
Ice cream! 所以你可以请我吃 ice cream. I love cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh, cookies and cream
ice cream. It's kind of like Oreo.
Can you buy that here?
Yeah, Haagen-Dazs.
OK, great.
It's really good.
Okay, well, back to the joke. So, Miss Lee brought her class treats. So, she said to them, I have treats for all the smart people in my class.
Wow, 这时候呢 Miss Lee 她就跟全班说，诶，大家听好咯，我有一些这个像小糖果或小饼干，要请班上所有聪明的人。
So, none of the stupid people get treats?
Oh, that's mean, Miss Lee.
Well, anyway, back to the article. It says, so, she says, so, if you are smart, please raise your hand.
Oh, okay, so 我大概懂 Miss Lee, 可能她是要鼓励大家啦。
Right.
她就说，所以呢，如果你觉得你很 smart, 你很聪明，就请你怎么样 raise your hand, 就是举手。
Right.You know, and I'm sure she didn't think anyone would not raise their hand.
Right, they're
all
of
smart.
Course.
Okay? Well, here we have a word, power word, raise. Raise is a verb, and to raise means to lift something so that it is in a high position.
Okay, 我们来看一下 raise 这个字呢，在本课就有着举起或是抬起来，像是 raise your hand, 在课堂上我们听到老师听到会跟你这样说，就是表示举手。那把手放下可以用 put your hand down or put down your hand. 那 raise 呢动词三态的变化为 raise, raised, 直接接 d, raised. OK, 常我们说 raise your hand if you know the answer. 还有呢可能头抬起来你也可以用 raise one's head.
That's right.
right. 还有时候我们把东西拿起来像是把杯子拿起来我们就可以说 he raised the cup to his lips and drank.另外还有升旗的时候我们也可以用 raise the flag、这些都是 raise 那另外一个呢常常大家会搞混的就是 rise R-I-S-E
That's right
那因为他们讲得很像大家很容易搞混其实很简单其实 raise 它是及物动词所以后面要接受词、而 rise 呢它是不及物、动词所以呢就是、我们后面呢其实要接的是介系词 OK 不要搞错啦
OKThank you, Laura. Now let's go to a sample sentence. Alfred raised his hand to stop the bus at the station. Alfred raised his hand to stop the bus at the station.
So Alfred 把手举起来来使这个公车停靠在这个站牌。
Okay, back to the joke. It says, Miss Lee expected to see each student raise their hand.
OK, 这时候当然呢 Miss Lee 就会想说哎她期待每一位同学都会举起他们的手因为大家通常都是老师我很聪明我很棒这样的意思。
That's right. So here we have another word, power word, expect. Expect is a verb and to expect means to think that something will happen or to think that someone will do something.
OK, 我们来看一下 expect 有着期盼或者是料想什么样子的意思哦。它是一个动词。像是呢，我觉得有一句话讲得非常好，就是 good things sometimes happen when you least expect them.
Oh, that's right.
就是有时候呢，我们常常不觉得这件事情会发生的很好，说哎，好事情就发生了。
That's right.
所以就是其实不要常常会希望有好事情发生，就是不要去想哎，它突然就会发生。
That's right.
That's quite true, actually.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because when you expect something, you might be easily disappointed.
对呀、啊，你如果期望一个东西，你很容易感到失望。如果它没有真的发生，所以其实我们要有平常心，就会有好事情可能会发生哦。那常常我们要说到 expect， 我们会提到像是天气啦，我们就可能说、we expect rain tomorrow.
That's
it just、
right.
means we expect it to rain.Tomorrow, 或是有时候呢，我们可以期待一通很重要的电话，你也可以用 I'm expecting a phone call.、OK, 所以常这个 expect 常常我们会用到在 everyday conversations.
That's right. So here's a sample sentence. My parents expect me to get good grades in school. My parents expect me to get good grades in school.
我的家长很期望我在学校可以拿到 good grades, 就是好成绩。
So back to the joke, it says, however, one student, Johnny, sat with his arms folded.
你看 ,Johnny 他不聪明耶。他说有一位学生叫做 Johnny, 他就怎么样
,fold. He didn't raise his hand.
这样子他就这样抱胸就手插着。OK, 他就坐在他的座位上。
So why did he do that? Well, before we find out, we have another word, power word, which is fold. Fold is a verb, and to fold means to...bend something so one end touches another. For example, you can fold things such as paper.
Oh, 对对对 OK, fold 呢其实就有着折或者是交叠这样的意思它是一个动词所以我们也可以折衣服啦 You can、
That's、
fold、
right.
your clothes. 或者呢刚刚周文老师讲的不错小时候我们都会用纸来折出不同的动物或是小东西、So you can also fold paper, like what Johnny said.
Oh, here's a sample sentence. Our teacher taught us how to fold paper into jumping frogs. Our art teacher taught us how to fold paper into jumping frogs.
啊、我也会折那种、欸、就是我的美术老师教我们如何把纸折成会跳的青蛙、因为它真的你只要按一下就真的会跳、
That's right. Okay, so why didn't Johnny raise his hand? Well, back to the joke. It says Miss Lee was surprised and askedJohnny, why didn't you raise your hand?
对啊，这个时候 Miss Lee 她就很 surprised， 就是感到很惊讶，说：“哎，奇怪了 ，Johnny， 你为什么不举起你的手呢？”
So he looked at her and said, "Teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one with your hand down."
Ah.It's a funny and sweet one. 哦，他是一个好孩子。OK， 所以这时候 Johnny 就看着老师说。老师，因为我不想你是唯一一个没有举手的、
right.
因为这样看起来老师就是笨的。
That's right.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
Okay, kind of cute.
而且我觉得他蛮乖的、欸、就是他可能是
yeah.
It's pretty sweet.、
Right.
And his name happens to be Johnny.
I don't know. I think that was a pretty funny joke. And the teacher happened to be Miss Lee.
就我们两个的故事吗 Okay, 所以不知道你们大家有没有 Did you guys all get the joke? 你们觉得好不好笑啊
I think they all
我觉得对呀、啊、这很简单那到底老师聪不聪明啊
I don't know. Well anyway, that's about it for this part of our lesson. Let's go to our wrap up. Well, you know, we're at the end of our joke article and I just want to say that jokes are very important and that's why we put them in our magazine becauselaughing is good for you. It's good for your health.
真的，其实大家可能会觉得说，哎，我们杂志为什么都会有特别介绍笑话这一篇呢？其实我们在日常生活，我们要多这个笑 laugh， 因为呢，有时候呢，当然你知道人生不是那么的如意，可是我们要用 positive 比较开朗正面的心情去面对。But you have to be careful sometimes.
That is true. Because if you like to tell jokes.You have to be careful not to upset people when you do that. Don't make fun of other people to make yourself happy. If everyone can laugh, it's a great time. Just try to be sensitive to others' feelings.
对，我觉得有时候 having a good sense of humor 就是有幽默感很重要。但是呢，千万不要 talk about 就是 other people in a mean way.
That's right.
就是如果你是嘲笑别人，这就不是 joke， 那是非常不好的哦。所以要很小心，有一些笑话可能会得罪人，或者是不礼貌的。
That's right. Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We had a good time. Hope you did too. We'll see you next time.
I like you.
哎呦，怎么现在人都那么直接
啊？ I like you.
哦，不好啦，我都结婚了，谢谢你的厚爱。
I like you.
哦，不管了， I like you too.
Hello, everyone! 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。这周要跟大家分享的是如何接受告白，这是一定要的啊。上周都把烂桃花砍光光后，真的喜欢的人来告白了，要怎么办嘞？当然，最简单的回答就是 I really like you too. I really like you too. 我也很喜欢你。重点是要在人家真的跟你告白的情况下，你才能答应啊。不然像刚刚的情况，岂不是很糗吗？而且要表达自己也怎么样的用法很简单，只要在句尾加上 too 就可以了。所以当另外一半说我爱你 I like you， 而你也爱他，就说 I like you too。 我想你 I miss you， 我也想你 I miss you too。 那么希望大家都可以把这个用法学起来，那祝福大家都有情人终成眷属咯，拜拜。
Can I go out to play?
Sure, as long as...
As long as I want? 可以想玩多久就多久吗?
As long as can be used to say that something must happen before something else can happen.
也就是说只要事件或是条件一成立的话呢，事件二或是条件二也就会成立哦。像是妈妈常常对我说
You can go out as long as you promise to come back before 10 p.m.
所以只要我保证晚上十点前回家，我就可以出去玩哦。Or 每次像是去聚餐的时候，大家都想说到底要去哪里吃啊，我都会这样说
I don't care where we go as long as the food there is good.
我不在乎我们去哪里吃，只要那边的食物好吃就好了。不过呢，聪明的你可能会联想到说 as 后面接使用词或是副词，再接 as 不就也有和什么一样怎么样的意思呢？因此今天的片语 as long as 不就是等于像什么一样长这样的意思？没有错， as long as 也可以指和什么一样长。 For example, my hair is as long as yours.或者呢，像是每次表姐和我去看奶奶的时候，奶奶都会很热情地和我们说 You two can stay here for as long as you want. 这里的 long 就是指时间的长短哦，你们想要住多久就可以住多久的意思。不过别忘记哦，我们一定要在 as long as 前面加一个 for， 因为 for 接上一段时间是用来表示多久的时间。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以今天我们学到 as long as 有着只要怎么样就怎么样，而且呢它可以用来表示和什么一样长的意思哦。注意如果要表示多少时间要加个 for 在前面。
A clever student.
Miss Lee is the 7th grade teacher at AAMC Junior High School. One dayShe brought some treats for her class. She said to them,
I have treats for all the smart people in my class. So, if you are smart, please raise your hand.
Miss Lee expected to see each student raise their hand. However, one student, Johnny,sat with his arms folded. Miss Lee was surprised and asked,
Johnny, why didn't you raise your hand?
He looked at her and said,
Teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one with your hand down.
Treat. Treat. I gave my dog a treat after it learned a new trick. I gave my dog a treat after it learned a new trick. Raise. Raise. Raise, raised, raised. Alfred raised his hand to stop the bus at the station. Alfred raised his hand to stop the bus at the station. Expect. Expect. My parents expect me to get good grades in school. My parents expect me to get good grades in school. Fold. Fold. Our art teacher taught us how to fold paper into jumping frogs. Our art teacher taught us how to fold paper into jumping frogs.